Today's episode is sponsored by Theatrical Index. Theatrical Index has been the comprehensive resource for theater professionals for over 40 years. Yeah, it's an accurate, factual, and up-to-date listing of all the shows on Broadway, off-Broadway, touring productions, and the premieres across the country. It's an insider's guide to the who, what, when, and where of the theater business. Subscribers can find out what's happening now or next year, as well as who is working to make it happen. And now the information goes deeper with new web features, including exclusive interactive grosses section, custom pro lists, and more. For more information on subscriptions or how to get a copy of Theatrical Index, go to theatricalindex.com or email their customer service at circulation@theatricalindex.com.
Hey, I think of you as someone I would like to be. Tell me, how do I find my part in this? I've already put all of my heart in this art. The art of not making it.
Hi there, I'm Tiffany Springle. Maybe you know me, maybe you don't. I'm just another artist in New York City with countless others. Identity and self-worth are a tricky thing, aren't they? You know, part of the human experience. And, well, I'm no different than any other human being that deal with this deep existential breakdown of self. I mean, you get it, right? No? Maybe? Well, that's been a huge battle I've had, well, my entire life. You see, I've never felt like I fit a mold, like there's a clear path for me, and it's given me a lot of anxiety. It's funny how, as children, we get asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or once you look old enough, what do you do? As if we are moving towards a specific destination that will then determine our identity for the rest of our lives. Yeah, it's usually the second question you often get asked after your name. I mean, isn't this alone tricky territory? Is someone really just a doctor or just a construction worker or receptionist? I don't know. And it gets even trickier if you are in artistic field. I always wanted to be a performer. I remember when I was 3 years old telling my parents I wanted to be a voiceover artist for Disney animation films. I mean, of course, that's not how I worded it then. You know, I didn't know what that meant. I just knew I loved singing along to these Disney films and that real people were doing those voices. That was what I wanted to be when I grew up. And then, you know, as I got older, that changed. I started to perform in whatever I could in my small town. I began taking voice lessons in middle school. In high school, I became obsessed with performing in a short-form improv troupe and my neighboring town's community theaters. Anything I could do and anywhere I could do, the number one thing that made me happy, I was there. I mean, I grew up in a small town where the concept of being anything artistic as a job was pretty much non-existent. You don't do that. And my family, as much as they loved me and supported my talents, they were honestly fearful of the idea of me being an actor. To them, it was too big of a risk. There was no chance of success. And I mean, I understand the stats are not high. They're not wrong with that. So I spent a lot of my late teenage years into my adulthood just scared and embarrassed I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I was already setting myself up for failure. So, like I said, I always wanted to be an actor. I always wanted to be in comedy, but I just didn't feel like I could say that out loud. Of course, I had been studying opera and classical music since I was 13. So I figured, you know what? Why don't I audition for the music program down the road? They've got a great program. My voice teachers recommend it. And you know what? If they tell me I'm not good enough or I'm not talented enough, great. At least I'm hearing it without moving across the country or to a big city, getting my heart crushed in that way. So I became an opera major. And I loved it. It felt right. It was the first time I felt like I was around a bunch of other musicians and artists who got me, who were passionate about the same thing. And my life consisted of music. You know, I spent all day, every day in practice rooms, rehearsing, taking voice lessons, meeting with my pianist, doing studio classes every week in front of my peers where we would sing our music and work on what we had learned from last week. I would take music history and sight singing, piano, all of these skills to help me to become an opera singer. And then I realized, I don't know, do I just want to be an opera singer? Not that that's a bad thing. I mean, I think opera is one of the most amazing art forms, but is that the only kind of art I want to do? Is that the only kind of singer I want to be? Is that the only kind of art I want to expose myself to? I got scared. I started to look at grad programs for continuing with my studies. I started looking at conservatories and grad programs in San Francisco and DC and New York City and Florida and Houston. I just was overwhelmed by the entire concept. I felt like I was continuing to fit a mold that society was telling me, well, this is the path to do that job. And when I went to visit New York City, I realized I could just live a little messy right now. What if I don't take the necessary path? What if I take a second to feel like an artist on my own with no one giving me those credentials to say that I am, no one necessarily telling me this is the right choice? What if I just listen to my gut and do something bold? So I, in secret, moved to New York City. I took a break from opera. I still sang, of course, and I still was doing classical music, but I was letting myself do all different types of art. I was now auditioning for musical theater. Now I was doing plays and workshops, and it was exciting. It was also very, well, the story doesn't have a happy ending at this point. It brought new challenges. I realized that the industry is a whole new world. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what it was like to be an actor in the industry, to be a writer, to be in comedy, to be a singer. And it was interesting to me because I realized there is no straight path and there is no such thing as, honestly, success. There's no such thing as making it. You try and you get something exciting and maybe it's considered a big break, but then that contract ends and then you're back to auditioning. You're back to the beginning. Maybe you get an agent and that's such a fundamental checklist on the box towards success. And then your agent drops you or they don't send you out for things that you're excited about. So where is that end point? Where is the destination where you've grown up and you're the adult you always aspire to be? But for me as an artist, I realized there's no such thing as making it. There's no such thing as coasting. You could be a huge movie star, but then you just have to keep working. You got to keep doing what you're passionate about and finding the next project and collaborating with other people and making things happen for yourself. Great, you have a wonderful album that comes out. Do you stop? You know, life is long. It's short, but it's long. There is no final destination, at least not for an artist. And so as I stayed in New York City and I started to meet different people, I started to get back into comedy. I started to do improv and sketch and writing. I started to do more plays and musical theater and still opera. And I realized this is a universal thing. We all have our own path, and that's exciting. And our path is not going to be like the person next to us. It's about being your most authentic self and listening to your gut and following what that means. You know, when I moved to New York City, I genuinely didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to try. And I think most people are that way. You start with one pursuit and then you grow and you change as a person. And then you realize there's this other side of yourself that you, through the act of doing, have found. You could have started as a writer and then you became a director. Or you were an actor and you became a stage manager. You know, there's no set path. And as I start to meet more and more people who inspire me, I realized if only 15-year-old me had met these people and had these conversations and felt empowered and lifted up in that way, instead of feeling like I was on this path alone, when honestly, even though the path is different for everyone, we're all in this together. So these are some conversations with people in the entertainment industry in all facets, whether they're writers, directors, wardrobe, props, whether they're in comedy, whether they're in film, I don't even know, Broadway, opera, all facets of the community, immersive theater. I sit down and we talk about it and we get an understanding of who they are, where they're at now, how they got where they are. And even though these are some of the most successful people in our industry, we debunk the theory that there is such a thing as making it. At the end of the day, there is no such thing as that. This podcast is called The Art of Not Making It, and I hope you'll stick around. Episodes will be released weekly. It's going to be different people from all facets of the industry. Keep it mixed up. I think you'll enjoy hearing from people, even if it's not a field you found initially you were pursuing. And even if you're not pursuing this industry, join us. Let's have these conversations. Thanks, and talk soon. This episode was brought to you by our sponsor. Thanks again for tuning in. Love this episode of The Art of Not Making It? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's always appreciated, I promise. I read every single review, and they mean so much to me. Thanks again, and see you next Thursday.